pray. Lord, someone is crying out to you. Assure that person of your love. Amen. On Sunday, while in my office, I was listening to a song being sung in Italian. Not understanding the language, I merely listened to the music, enjoyed that. But when the singer got to the end, she sang the last line in English. I was working on religious matters, so I was in a spiritual frame of mind. And when I heard the words, I thought, those words could have been from the mouth of Jesus. What words? You know it's true. Everything I do for you. On Sunday we go to church, a church filled with 200 to 300 people. The pastor preaches to the crowd. We come here to chapel and we have 150 some people sitting in chapel here, and the speaker speaks to the crowd. It's so easy for us to think that the words of Jesus are for the crowd, almost as if the gospel is a group message. Indeed, we think of Jesus taking upon himself the sins of the world. We think of him as the Lamb of God who takes away the sins of the world. We hear that we should preach the gospel throughout the whole world. Perhaps there are times when we may feel lost in the crowd. But the gospel is more than a group message. Very much more, it is intended for every single individual, for the single sinner bowed down alone in his grief. It is on occasions like that that Christ leaves the group, leaves the 99, and goes to search for that one lost sheep. Go into all the world, he says, and preach the gospel to every creature. He who believes, literally, the one who believes and is baptized will be saved. We've recently celebrated the birth of Christ. More recently, we celebrated his manifestation to the Gentiles. We'll soon be watching Jesus walking the way that leads to the cross. We will see him taking upon himself the sins of the world, suffering for them, dying for them. And then we will celebrate his resurrection and ascension into heaven. Every step of the way, these words should echo in our minds. You know it's true. Everything I do for you. Hear the words. Not as you in general, as if it's a plural form of the word you, but in the singular, you in particular. Hear the words of Christ as if it was just you and him, and that's all, nobody else. The first time this happened to you, at least for most of us, was at our baptism. At the moment of your baptism, there was just God and you. The words, the water was being applied to no one else, just you. The words that accompanied the water were therefore being spoken to no one else at that moment, just you. And as many of you, as we're baptized into Christ, have put on Christ, have been covered, clothed with Christ, with everything he was, everything he did for you. He was born for you. He lived for you. He died for you. He rose again for you. And now He lives forever in heaven for you. I'm not talking to you as a group. I'm talking to each one of you as individuals. Likewise, when you stand at the Lord's table, there may be a group up there with you, but the pastor can only give the bread to one person at a time, can only give the cup to one person at a time. And as he does this, one by one, Jesus is standing there giving you his body and blood, one at a time. As if at that moment all time was frozen and everybody else disappeared from the scene. It's just you and Jesus. This is my body given for you. This is my blood shed for you. Everything I do it for you. You ever wonder why there are these sacraments? Why did Jesus institute these things? I believe one of the reasons is just this. Jesus wants you to know that forgiveness is not a group message. It's a very personal thing between you and Jesus. Salvation is between you and Jesus. On Sunday afternoon, Jesus came to one person. Out of the whole world came to one person, Dagny Guluru. And he swept her away from this earth. Just her and him, and into everlasting glory. Everything he did for her. One day, you too will have this blessed, personal, individual experience. And at that moment, you'll know, as you've never known before, that everything he does for you. Until then, be assured within your own heart that Jesus had you in mind in Nazareth when he gave up the glories of heaven and came down and entered into the womb of Mary. Jesus had you in mind when he was baptized, when he was tempted in the wilderness, when he taught the Sermon on the Mount. He had you in mind as the nails were being driven into his hands and feet. He had you in mind when he finally cried out, "It is finished," and he gave his spirit into the hands of his Father. He had you in mind when he rose triumphantly from the grave. And now he has you in mind as he rules over heaven and earth. You know it's true. Everything I do it for you. We pray. Lord Jesus, help each one here see and know that you know him by name and that your relationship with her is very personal. Help each one to trust that everything you do for him, for her, that I may spend eternity in your presence. Amen. We'll sing that hymn 760, all stanzas, in verses 3 through 5, where the word us appears. I would like you to sing me.